Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Pine Ridge has recovered from the excitement of the Friday night premiere of Lum and Abner's new motion picture, Bashful Bachelor. And now the old fellows are free once again to take up the problem of how to spend Diogenes Smith's gift of $10,000 to the best advantage for the whole community. During the week, suggestions on this problem have been pouring into the Jot 'em Down store, the person submitting the best idea to win a box of groceries. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their store and library. Listen.
No, sir, I just don't believe there's a single idea here we can use, Abner.
There ain't, huh?
No, I went clean through all the suggestions again. There just ain't one of them that's got a good idea how to spend the $10,000 for the good of the community.
Well, there's a heap of suggestions there, Lum. Folks brung them into the store all last week.
Yeah. I reckon we just have to figure out what to do with it ourselves after all. I don't know what it'll be, though.
Well, of course, I think Diogenes wanted us to decide how to spend the money anyway, Lum. That's more likely why he left it in our hands.
Yeah, I know, but on the other hand, he left it for the whole community.
Yeah.
So I sort of want to let everybody get in on the deciding.
Yeah, it'd be better.
Fact is, I felt kind of guilty when I put the money in the county seat bank under our names.
Well, what's wrong with our names?
Well, nothing, except it just appeared like we was aiming on keeping the money for ourselves.
Oh.
I thought about putting it in the bank under the name of the whole town of Pine Ridge, but then I got to realizing that every time we wanted to write a check, we'd have to get everybody in town to sign it.
Yeah, that's right. That'd have to be an awful big check.
Yeah, not only that, we'd have to spend so much time getting a check signed, we never could get no project built with the money.
No, well, I'm glad you never done that. Well, let's see. We better start studying what we're going to spend it for. I don't know. How about a big hotel? I thought of that the other day.
No, Sister Simpson would get mad about that, because then nobody would stay at her boarding house.
Oh, yeah. Well, we couldn't put in a new restaurant neither, because Luke Spears get mad about that. Come to think about it, Lum, ain't no business we could put in without making somebody mad.
Yeah, that's so all right, but I believe you're on the wrong track there, Abner.
Wrong track?
Yeah. I reckon it ought to be something like an orphan's home. Of course, we already got one of them, or at least the county seat has.
Yeah.
I don't believe we got enough orphans here in town to support one of our own.
No, I don't either. Say, I just happened to think of something. If we study up this idea ourselves, do we get the box of groceries?
Huh?
You know that box of groceries we ordered for the offered for the best idea on how to do the most good with $10,000?
Oh, yeah, that. Granny's, I might not forgot about that. Well, no, we can't very well give that to ourselves. That wouldn't look right.
No, I believe folks would get mad about that, Lum.
But as long as we made the announcement over the party line, we'll have to give it to somebody.
Give it to somebody?
Yeah, run through them slips of paper with the suggestions on them. Pick out somebody. Find somebody that's poor and actually needs it.
Just anybody, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a start toward doing the community some good right there.
Well, let's see. Ms. Blevins, Caleb Wehunt, Frank Foster, Grandpa Masters, Ezra C. Strong.
Don't give it to him.
Old man Quincy, Squire Skin.
Quincy? That's the fella right there. Don't go no further.
Oh, that's right. There ain't a family in this town could use them groceries more than them Quincy's could, neither.
Yeah, I'll get him on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They ain't got no telephone.
Well, just call Miss Barton. She lives close to him there. She can run over and tell him.
Oh, yeah. That's what we can do. What's Miss Barton's ring?
Oh, I ain't got the least idea. Just see,
Short and along the short, ain't it?
Something like it. You might try that. Yeah, might try it. Old man Quincy will just be tickled to death he hears it. Wish I could be there and see him when he gets the good news.
Yeah. More than likely, this is the first contest he's ever won in his whole life.
Oh, yeah. Be surprised. And they can use him.
Hello? Is that you, Miss Barton? Well, good. I weren't for sure about your ring. I never knowed who I had. this is Lum Edwards. Yes, Mom. Oh, well, thank you, Mom. Thank you. She said she thought I was awful good in the premiere of our moving picture Friday. Mom?
Well, ask her how she liked me, Lom.
Hey, Chef Evans.
Mom? That's good. Oh, what I wanted to ask you a favor of you, Miss Barton.
I enjoyed me a lot.
Yeah, you know that contest we had for the best idea on how to spend $10,000 for the community here?
Oh, that's funny.
Well, the judges have just come to a decision, and they've awarded the box of groceries to old man Quincy. Yes, Mom. All right, so I wondered if you'd run over and tell him. Oh, well, that'd be nice of you. Well, much obliged, Miss Barton. Mom? Well, no, we don't know for sure we'll use his ID. This was just a contest. Yes, Mom. All right, Mr. Barton. Goodbye.
Say, Lom, we don't have to use his ID, do we?
No, of course not.
Well, he's winning the contest.
I know, but we never said we was actually going to follow out the winning suggestion.
We never, huh?
Besides, nobody knows we got the money yet.
Oh, no, that's right, Jim.
I believe Squire Skimp's suspicions we got it, though. But he don't know it for sure. Keeps asking me questions about the contest and all such as that.
Well, come to think about it, he'd been asking me a lot of questions about that, too.
Well, I hope you never told him nothing.
Oh, no, I never know.
Because he's the one fella we don't want to have to find out about the money until we've all decided on what we're going to do with it.
No, well, I won't let him know nothing. You can depend on me. I'll outwit him.
Yeah, you better leave the outwitting to me, Abner.
Huh?
What you can do, though, is to start packing up that box of groceries for old man Quincy. You'll more than likely want to get in just as soon as possible. They're needing them.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll pack him up a good big one, too. Potatoes and flour and lard and everything we got.
Yeah, fix up a nice one, Abner, because they're needing.
Yeah.
Here, you can put this piece of paper with his suggestion on it in the box, too. He might want to frame that or something.
Yeah, hand it here. What was his suggestion, anyway? I don't believe I ever did read that.
Oh, I don't know. Some crazy idea.
Let me see here. I would take the $10,000 and build something that would make more money for Pine Ridge. Well, that sounds all right so far.
You would read the rest of it there.
I have read in a book that San Francisco has a toll bridge that brings in thousands and thousands of dollars every year. So why don't we build a toll bridge right here in Pine Ridge and do the same thing? Signed, Ulysses S. Quincy. I dog, that's a good idea, Lum.
A good idea?
Why, sure. There's cars that come through Pine Ridge all the time. We collect some money from every one of them before they cross the toll bridge. Why, we'll make a heap of money for Pine Ridge, will.
Well, wait a minute till
we... And think all the good we could do for the community with all that money. I dog, that Quincy's got an idea there.
Yeah, it's a fine idea. Just one thing he overlooked, though.
Overlooked?
We ain't got no river to put a bridge over.
Oh.
Got that river that runs by Uncle Henry Lunsford's place, but that's too far from here.
Oh, that's way out of town. Yeah, sure. Uncle Henry'd want the money for that. Yeah, I reckon that's right, all right. We'd have to have a river, sure.
Well, that's the usual arrangement, I believe.
Well, maybe... No, reckon not. Them things are more likely hard to start. Take a heap of water to do that, I reckon.
Yeah, if you're thinking about starting a river, you can get that idea out of your head right now.
Yeah, that bridge would look awful good, though, Lom.
Wait a minute. There comes Squire Skimp up out there.
Pine Ridge Bridge. Doggy, that sounds good, you know?
Forget the bridge, Abner, and concentrate on not saying nothing about Dodge needs his check to Squire Skimp.
Now. Oh, I won't.
Well, howdy, Squire. Come on back.
Well, gentlemen, how are my good friends today?
Oh, we're just fine, Squire.
Oh, for good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Say, Lum... Have I shown you our new annuity insurance policy that almost doubles your investment in a relative short time?
No, I don't believe you have, Squire. But I don't think I'd
be interested. Well, sir, it's just a thing for a man who has, about $10,000.
Well, if I hear of any feller that's got that much, Squire, I'll let you know.
And I thought as long as you have recently deposited that amount in the county seat bank, Lord...
How did you know that?
Oh, well, I have connections, Lum. Business channels that give me access to various types of information on financial matters. That's part of my business, you know. Now, Lum, I'm suggesting this plan for your own protection and best interest. By the way, where did you get this money, Lum?
Well, it's a mistake, Squire. Diogenes never left no money for us, honest.
Abner.
Oh, Diogenes.
Goodness.
Well... Yes, I suspicion that it might be him. Sort of an act of atonement, huh? Well, I'm glad to see that he left our little community a reform man. Yeah, glad to see him. Now, as I understand it, this money belongs to all of the citizens here in town.
Now, listen, Squire, that money was left in our care.
And it couldn't have been left in better hands, Lum. I want to be the first one to contribute my wisdom and knowledge to this noble cause. Now, I would suggest that we take the $10,000.
Me and Abner are handling this ourselves.
Yes, sir, Dodge, you need to give the check to us, and we're handling it.
And furthermore, we...
I believe that's your ring, isn't it, Lum?
Just a minute. Hello. Jot him down, store and library. Lum Edwards talking.
Now, Abner, I have a plan.
Oh, hello, Mr. Quincy.
I ain't in.
Oh, not at all. Not at all, Mr. Quincy.
Oh, Mr. Quincy.
I'm very proud you won it. Congratulations.
Yeah, he won the contest for the best ID.
Well, no. No, at least not right away, Mr. Quincy. Well, we can't hardly do that, though. Why, of course not. Yeah, but Mr. Quincy, you see... Yeah, but look here, you'll what? Uh-oh, now listen, Mr. Quincy. Hello? 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 Hung up. Didn't blame him.
What's the matter, Lum?
Well, Squire, looks like you're a little late with your schemes.
What do you mean, Lum?
It's all been decided what we're spending that money for. We're building a toll bridge right up and down Main Street.
A toll bridge?
Yeah, either that or get lawsuited by Ulysses S. Quincy.